This is for the win.
This is the Chatted Up Sports Minute, your quick hit of everything sports.
Boy, oh boy, we have a big news day Tuesday for you. Let's start with yesterday. Bruce Pearl out as the Auburn men's head basketball coach decides to retire, step down, and will be an advisor in the athletic department for the Auburn Tigers. And his son, Steven, will now take over as head coach. 38 years old, this will be his first time as a head coach. He has been with his dad since he has moved down to Auburn. This program has gone from relatively low middle class to a contender year in, year out in the SEC. Two Final Fours during Bruce's tenure during there, and he has changed that program for the better. Let's see what Steven can do. The word nepotism's been thrown out a lot here lately, and especially in the last 24 hours with this job being taken over. I'm going to move on to the Big 12 here. This was a weird one. I'm not going to lie to you. Mike Gundy fired as Oklahoma State's head coach. It's one of those guys you never thought he'd leave that program. And you thought he'd die right there, but it just got too bad the last 2 years. Mike's had an atrocious year. This has been one of the worst performances in a Power Four school that I've seen in a long time. It was time to go. It was time to separate. Let's see what the Oklahoma State Cowboys can do and what kind of changes they can make, because they need it. That Big 12 is getting a lot better, and college football is getting a lot tougher. But Mike Gundy, Oklahoma State, finally separate. Heisman hopeful. Actually, the Heisman leader. John Mateer out for some time with a hand injury, and he will be getting surgery today, getting that worked on. So that just changed a lot for Oklahoma. That was a really good football team, had some good wins the last 2 weeks with Michigan and Auburn this week. So we'll see who takes over the Heisman hopeful race now. Like and subscribe to Chatted Up Sports. We love you guys. We out.